Aircheckdownloads.com.
Jim Hawkins Wonder Years. The sound of where we live.
Radio Shropshire.
It's time for the last two Wonder Years of the week. I've got a stack of tunes. The first half of them are from one particular year. The second half are from an entirely different year. You might be thinking, well, what's the point of that? Well, I've got some clues as to which years they came from. Every single day. I've got some clues as to which years they came from. And all you need to do is put the clues together and with the tunes themselves and remember or figure out or calculate which the years were. When you've done that, you can text me. When you think you know what the years in question are, you can send me a text to 81333, starting your text with the word Shrop.
The sound of where we live. 1 hour, 2 years, countless memories. Jim Hawkins Wonder Years. BBC.
Radio Shropshire.
5705.
Wave the sails to the night. It's for ages. Nor have I. Great, isn't it? And you've got the Wonder Year right. So has Robert and Cannon. That's City Boy 5705. Some TV firsts in July of this year. BBC One began showing Wonder Woman. We saw the very first episode of the Kenny Everett video show on ITV. We also saw the first national series of Top Gear. Previously, it had been Midlands only. And ITV showed the first episode of 3-2-1, presented by Ted Rogers, featuring a dustbin. Golden age of television, I'm telling you. But which year? Tibbler's cousin has the Wonder Year correct. Stato in Gabowin's got it right as well. Mike in Hawkston's having a wild guess, 1974. His sister's having a wild guess, 1975. Neither of them, obviously, are correct. In July of this year, Joe Davis, the legendary snooker player, died at the age of 77. And Louise Brown was born, the first human born from in vitro fertilisation. But which year are we talking about? 81333, start your text with Shrop. Andrew Gold, How Can This Be Love? Jennings Dowbridge, 1981? No, it's not. Mike has got it right, though. Mike in Hawkston has now got it right, as has Damon from Much Wenlock and Roy in Market Drayton. Brian in Market Drayton thinks it might be 1977. It sounds like you need some more clues. At the movies this year, we went to see Revenge of the Pink Panther. Very, very funny. We also went to see Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And by about 35 minutes in, regretted it deeply. If you've never seen this, this is an experience that everyone should have in their lifetime, just once. Much like root canal treatment. Basically, Robert Stigwood, the producer, decided to do a musical film of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a record famously with no consistent narrative, unless you even want to include A Day in the Life, which is actually like would probably be the darkest thing you'd seen in the cinema for a long time. So he got Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees and various others to perform the music of the Beatles. If you've never seen it, then you need to see it. You need to see it, as in everyone needs to undergo some really desperately unpleasant experience just so they've come out the other side. Because really, it's a shocker. The Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie came out. If memory serves, there was also a film in the same year called All This and World War II. Quite clearly, vintage year for cinema, it was not. Revenge of the Pink Panther notwithstanding. Gladys Knight and the Pips. And come back and finish what you started. Sorry, I nearly wheeled out a Jake that's as old as that record. Thought better of it. Jen in Stourbridge has the right answer. Roy in Market Drayton has. Mike in Hoxton has as well. I think I might have said that already. Brian in Market Drayton's got it right at the second attempt. Things that happened in July of this year. You're about to hear the record that was number one for the entirety of this July. And if you haven't got it by the first 15 seconds of that record, then frankly, what am I even bothering? Let me help you out with the Wimbledons. Wimbledon women's tennis, Martina Navratilova won her first Grand Slam singles title. She beat Chris Evert in the Wimbledon women's final. Bjorn Borg won his third straight Wimbledon singles title, beating Jimmy Connors. And at the British Open men's golf, Jack Nicklaus completed his third career Grand Slam, winning by two strokes. Bernard Hinault of France won the Tour de France, and because after all these clues, what I really want is for the next one I read out to be the one that makes someone go, I know, got it now. The world's strongest dog pulled a 3-ton load, 27 meters. It was a St. Bernard, not like a Yorkie with attitude. Oh, come on. Seriously. I got you.
Aircheckdownloads.com.